Moscato.
They might have to clean this up for TV.
Good morning. Luden Scotto, 680 WRKO.
Good morning.
Here we are. And look, everybody, sitting in Peter Blute's chair while he's on vacation today from 107.3 WAAF. It's afternoon driver, Neanderthal Paul Marshall.
No wow. Driving.
No driving.
You don't drive? You're not an afternoon driver?
No,
I'm a morning driver.
That's one of the best parts about, you know, you do your morning show and doing afternoons over at AAF is that I don't actually get caught in the commute.
Oh, yeah. That's
true. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, we always, I mean, and State Trooper Grant Mollison gives you your traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, why? The traffic out there is really bad.
No, you're
not for us, it isn't.
There's the other side of that. Why do they give traffic reports on television at night? If you're watching the traffic report on television, you're home.
I've said that a million times, and no one believes me. You're the only second person I know who's actually picked up on that.
It's like Braille on the drive-up ATM.
Right.
And the point of that is?
You're not driving if you need Braille.
Just asking.
Are you?
Text messaging, another great one. You text message somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think it would be a little bit easier to just pick up the phone and call them?
Yeah, by the time you punch in 100 different buttons?
Just...
to say, beep, 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 beep.
That's what I do.
Beep, 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 beep.
Sit in my studio and play Pearl Jam records all day and think about the stupidity of mankind.
Do you have the clown horn?
No. No Waka Waka radio.
I can't loan you. I could loan you the...
That'd be good. Yeah, I think that would work. Vintage 1971 morning show right there is what you got going.
Absolutely. You're working in FM, and I always make fun of wacky FM morning shows. So, you know, you got to have some of that stuff. You know?
Well, none of us are really credible. You know, we're not talking about serious political issues. We're talking about, you know, what happened on the real world last night.
That's right. You know. Last night on the real world.
On American Idol.
Yeah, so.
It's, you know, radio guys that tell you what was on TV. Shut off the radio and watch television tonight. That's a good idea.
Last night when I wasn't listening to this station, you wouldn't believe what I saw.
That's what I did yesterday. I was like, don't listen to our radio station. I'm going to be on another station tomorrow. I'm sure my morning guy hates me for that. And among other reasons.
Probably so. Probably.
Sure.
You're a traitor. You're a traitor to the cause.
I'm just helping out. I'm being a company guy.
But you're doing something for the motorcycle cause, though, I suppose.
At least
some people would see it that way. Even if you're not a motorcyclist, this is an issue that directly affects you. If you drive, of course, you see people on motorcycles. Mm-hmm. If you're in Massachusetts, you usually see them with helmets on. New Hampshire, you may or you may not see them with helmets on. Different laws. Our state houses in Boston and in Concord have come up with different ideas about helmets. And now I think this new federal program to investigate what's going on with the increase in motorcycle deaths, I think that signals that the feds are going to get involved. The feds are going to tell you have to wear a helmet. It's no longer going to be a state issue. Just the way that they've done with seatbelts, they're going to start pressuring the states. If you ride a motorcycle, you have to wear a helmet because – Uncle Sam says so, which may I just throw in parenthetically, Paul. It's amazing how we have Republican Congress, Republican president, and they always talk about small government and letting the states do things until it's something they're concerned about. And then it turns into Uncle Sam knows best.
Well, I love the fact that we live in the land of the free, except when you want to do something. You know what I mean?
You can do what I want to do. You can't do what you want to do.
Apparently, that's what it is. We spend more time trying to tell other people how to behave dictating. I mean, we could take it to a much bigger level, but we don't have the time for it, but around the world and in our own country, instead of letting people or at least forcing the responsibility back on the individual. You're responsible for your own decisions, unless, of course, it's something that might cost somebody something.
Was it Sir Francis Bacon or was it James Hetfield of Metallica who said, you can do it your own way if it's done just how I say?
I'm not sure if it was that or
I think it was
Mick Fleetwood who said, you can go your own way.
Oh, that's true.
It
don't go your own. All right. So
it was Burger King. There you
Burger
go.
King said that.
Yes.
Have it your way.
Yeah.
Unless it's the way I don't like. And then you can't. Literally, that's a good example, actually, of what you're talking about, where have it your way. Is there red meat? Is there cholesterol in that mayonnaise? You can't do that. Have it my way. That ought to be their new motto now. Because all the PC people making you get a salad at McDonald's. Have it my way.
We're just looking for somebody else to take responsibility for your behavior.
Right. So if you're riding your motorcycle and you splat your brains on the road because you weren't wearing a helmet, even if it was required under state law or not, you don't have to be responsible for that. One out of every five head injury accidents that occur with motorcycles now in the year 2002 anyway, 20% of them, one out of five, had the taxpayer or some other charity pick up the bill. And that's why people, regardless of whether you ride a bike or not, this is about you. This is about your wallet. This is about the future. You're going to keep paying for this? I mean, some people say that's why we got to have helmet laws, because I don't want to keep paying for these idiots who don't have enough insurance or any insurance at all. Some 20-year-old who doesn't know what he's doing, and he's on a bike, and he just, you know, drives off a cliff, and I got to pay for that.
I don't think you should have to pay for that.
I agree.
I don't think you should. I think, again, there's an acceptable risk when you strap your leg, when you step over a motorcycle and you start it up and you ride for the first time. You have now accepted the risks, and one of those risks is the possibility that your melon will hit concrete and you will die. Quite frankly, to be honest with you, if my melon hits concrete, I don't want to survive. I don't want to survive with a brain injury.
Right.
I really don't. I don't want people fighting over my body like Terry Schiavo's family.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? So if I choose not to wear a helmet and I slam my head against concrete and I die because of it, that's on me. It shouldn't be on the taxpayer to do that. That being said, I should have the right to make that decision on my own.
That's exactly right. 617-266-6868. You get the phones here. I'm just going to point out one irony before I get to Casey calling in from Shirley.
Sure.
Isn't it funny? If you burn your house down, your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover that. They say, wait a minute. You poured gasoline all over your house and torched it. We're not going to give you a check.
Uh-huh.
We deny the claim, right? But yet, if you act a fool, either behind the wheel or behind the bars, right?
Yeah.
And you don't wear a seatbelt, or you drive recklessly, or you don't wear a helmet when you're behind the handlebars, boom, they still have to pay it. I don't think they should have to pay that. I think they should deny the claim and say no.
Either that, or you get an extra premium. You know how, like, you can select coverage on your auto insurance. You know, you have to pay X amount of dollars for how many cylinders your vehicle has, your car has. If you're a motorcyclist, and there should be a check there. Do you plan on wearing a helmet? And if you do, then you should get some sort of a helmet credit, a safety credit. And if you don't, then you should have a higher premium if you choose to. That gives you the choice.
And they'll pay your medical bill?
Your insurance rate will be higher, but your medical bills will be covered.
And if you choose not to check that and you pay the lower rate,
then your family has to pay that. It comes out of your life insurance.
But let's see what Casey's saying today. Casey, you're on 680 WRKO at 814. Good morning.
Casey?
Hello, Casey. Casey's not up to bat. Here's Brad in Weston. You're on 680 WRKO.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Brad?
I agree, obviously. I think a person has the right not to wear a helmet, obviously. And if they don't wear a helmet, we shouldn't have to pay for it. But there's only one flaw in that thinking, from my point of view.
Uh-huh.
What if somebody who's innocent gets in an accident with somebody else with a motorcycle, and clearly the motorcycle driver is at fault even. I'll go that further.
Okay.
And he dies because he's not wearing a helmet. I pay the price. Emotionally, I pay the price being involved in an accident because somebody dies. I mean, I'd rather have that person live than die. What happens in that situation?
I don't think the government should be involved in your emotional distress, be honest with you.
Not the motorcycle guy. I'm talking about the guy who's not riding the motorcycle.
Understand that, but it's not the government's responsibility to counsel you when something like that happens. I mean, I don't
want the government to counsel me, but I'm just saying, because of that guy being an idiot, I'm paying a price now.
Now you're going to have the nightmares and everything else about that. You know, I know what you mean.
Sure.
But the problem with that is, I mean, at some point, you got to get over and say, you know what? I didn't do this. I didn't cause this. This happens when a little kid runs out in the street and, God forbid, somebody hits them. It, you know, wasn't their fault at all. They were driving correctly and someone just, you know, some 5-year-old dashes in the street and boom, that guy's going to have nightmares the rest of his life. It doesn't mean you have to ban kids from playing in the front yard.
Anyways, you can think about it.
No, it's okay. Well, I wanted to discuss it with you, but I guess you don't want to have a
conversation. No, he's right, though. I mean, there's a legitimate concern there. I mean,
sure.
There's a guilt factor that if you plow into somebody on a motorcycle, be it your fault or somebody else, and they die and could have lived because they were wearing a helmet, I mean, yeah, there's a certain amount of emotional responsibility that...
I have no regrets.
But you can't have public policy set based on... purely based on fear and emotions like what is.
And again, that's where we start talking about people taking responsibility and sacking up and being, I mean, we're starting to develop a nation, a culture of whiners and crybabies, and no matter what happens, you're offended by it. And I understand tragedies happen, accidents do happen, and people that go through that, you don't want to deal with that kind of guilt. But on the other hand, we can't worry about everybody else's feelings all the time.
Here's Mark in Kingston. You're on 680 WRKO. You'll get that later. All right. Mark?
No, see, I can say the word on my radio station.
That's right. You're on RKO. What's up?
Oh, my son was in a motorcycle accident about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Hit a pothole over in Haverhill, Mass.
Yep.
Skidded off the road, hit a telephone pole.
Mm-hmm.
They called me up. I went down to the hospital. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I get there, and kid was messed up. Road burn over, all the way up the side.
Was he wearing leather and full, was he wearing long pants or wearing shorts?
I just bought a leather jacket, and it was hanging off the front of the bike.
Yeah.
It was a hot day.
Uh-huh.
He hit the pole. But as soon as I got to the hospital, I'm like, you're all right. Now you got a broken collarbone.
Okay.
Burnt, up the side of his body. So he goes, all right. So I walks out, and I got the helmet from the medics and stuff like that, and I looked at the helmet, and goddamn, if he wasn't wearing that helmet, he would have been dead. Because that, it was an Icon helmet. One of the best helmets you can buy.
Sure.
He just splatted his head up against the Guardian telephone pole, and if he didn't have that on, he would have been creamed.
Well, no, and I think, and again, I don't think anybody is saying you shouldn't wear a motorcycle helmet.
That's right.
I
understand that. I ride, too. I ride with a helmet and without a helmet.
I rode for the first time without a helmet at Laconia this year for only about 5 minutes from the condo we were staying at to the bar, believe it or not, that we were doing a broadcast at. And I felt uncomfortable after living my entire life in Massachusetts and in places where you had to wear a helmet. I went into a state where you didn't have to wear it. And quite frankly, I felt weird not wearing the helmet. I feel more comfortable wearing it. It should at least be your choice, correct?
Correct. I absolutely agree.
And the proper choice is to wear one. The safer choice is to wear one. Let's put it that way.
The choice is to wear one, and I'll tell you right now, thank God he had one on, because that's what I told him when he bought the bike. If you don't wear the helmet, I'll kill the bike.
Well, there you go. And thankfully, he's going to be okay. And, now he's got his one accident out of the way. They say everybody goes down once. He's got his out of the way. He'll learn
went
from
down
that.
Five times.
You beat the ads. Everybody.
But Mark, I'm glad.
Brightest in the box.
No, that's all right, though.
You still ride, correct?
I still ride.
See? Because you accept the risk.
I'm not on a Rice Rocket. I'm on a Honda Goldwing, and it's an 82 with 24,000 miles on it. So I don't ride much, but I do ride.
Well, see there. But you accept the risk.
I accept the risk.
Yeah.
Mark, I'm glad your son listened to you about that, though. Because you can preach all you want, and if they don't listen, I think probably because you ride, you probably had some credibility on that, right?
And he has to go in the hospital because he broke his collarbone. So now he has to go and he has to have a rod put in his collarbone. So
So he won't be riding for a while.
He'll be setting off airport metal detectors for the rest of his life.
There's that. Now he's on the do not fly list.
Right. 617-266-6868. Literally, issues of life and death. And you're looking in New Hampshire. See, the example you gave is what I'm talking about. When, if my wife is listening, when I get my Honda Valkyrie.
Nice plug, by the way.
Six-cylinder monster. When I get that bike and I want to ride a mile away to the to the corner store to go get a gallon of milk to bring home.
Sure.
I may not want to put my helmet on, especially if I know I'm taking side streets and there's almost never any traffic there anyway, and I'm going to go and I'll take the risk. I wish that would be my choice as opposed to, I got the Needham cop telling me, you got to wear the helmet, even if it takes longer to put the helmet on and off than it does to go get the milk.
Yeah, but there are those that will say, and I would agree with, that extra 5 minutes that you took to put the helmet on could save your life.
It could.
Again, I advocate free choice. If you want to wear one, wear one. If you don't want to wear one, you don't have to wear one. I choose to wear one and would advocate doing that if you're riding a motorcycle, for me.
Right.
But if you end up engaging in the motorcycle sport of nipple surfing and go down and end up your head hits a rock or a signpost or, God forbid, a guardrail or something, and you die, the state, the government, the insurance industry shouldn't have to pay for your foolish decision.
617-266-6868. Toll free. Get on the conversation. Especially if you're a non-motorcycle rider. You listen to this conversation, you go, wait a minute. What do I got to pay in this? Or what's my involvement in it? Your input's welcome. Very, very welcome here. 1-877-469-4322. Blute and Scotto with Neanderthal sitting in for Peter Blute today on 680 WRKO, your traffic source with State Trooper Grant.